Then I saw that they went on somewhat together, but each in his own way. After a period of silence, they began to speak thusly.
As to the laws and ordinances given to govern our behavior while in this way, we doubt not but that we keep them as well as yourself.
In fact, I would say that friend Formalist here keeps them better than thou.
Indeed.
By laws and ordinances you will not be saved, since you came not in by the door.
Bah! We see not wherein thou differest from us, except perhaps by that fine suit which thou wearest.
These garments were given to me by the Lord of the place whither I go.
To cover the shame of thy nakedness, I trow.
Aye, and I take it as a token of his kindness to me, for I had nothing before but filthy rags.
Well, look upon our garments.
As fine as you are likely to see upon any in this way.
But they have spots and wrinkles.
We be traveling men, good fellow. 'Tis impossible to go this way without picking up a few spots here and there.
Aye. Surely the Lord at the gate doth realize that the way is hard and that stumbles be many. 'Tis at the gate that he will give us a change of garment.
Not at the head of the way.
Nay, but he that did weave them in the loom of heaven doth give them to us at the beginning, and doth grant us the power to keep them fully clean.
And why should he do that?
Because the clothes are his, and by their beauty is he judged.
But the kingdom of heaven is not food or drink.
Or clothes. Just so long as we are not filthy, or wretched, or blind, or naked, what does it matter?
I what?
I only know that when I come to the gate of the city, the Lord thereof will confess me before his Father, because I have his coat upon my back, a coat that he gave me freely in the day that I surrendered all.
But any coat will do.
Aye, just so long as we are clothed.
I have, moreover, a mark in my forehead.
We see no mark.
'Tis not for you to see, but for those who put it there.
Whence came said mark?
It came upon yonder skull-shaped hill as I stood beneath the cross just after I had surrendered all and watched my burden tumble from off my shoulders.
Well, in this we are better than thee.
How so?
In that we never had such a burden as you speak of.
Then 'twas this that enabled you to so nimbly tumble over the wall against the rules of the way. But he who begins his journey by leaving his burden at the cross ends his way with none. They that start with none and bypass the way of the cross shall be crushed beneath a stone when at last they shall see their need.
The man waxes poetic.
All right. So you do have a fine garment, and so you do have some invisible mark. And so you have left behind some imaginary burden on some skull-shaped hill. The fact remains that we, too, are in the way.
I have also a roll, sealed, to comfort me by reading as I go in the way. I was also bid to give it in at the celestial gate, as a token that my admission therein, too, had been paid by him that hung upon the cross. All of these things, the garment, the mark, and the scroll ye do lack because ye came not in at the gate.
To these things they gave him no answer. Only they looked upon each other and laughed him to scorn.
We have no garment because we were not naked.
And no burden because of our good lives.
And no mark because if it cannot be seen, it cannot be needed.
And no scroll for comfort, because we be in no need of said comfort.
Being quite comfortable already, you see.
Except when keeping company with thee.
Therefore, alone may thou be. Farewell.
Aye, farewell.